The Yeshiva way. The Yeshiva way. Okay, we begin now the 15th chapter in the Rambam Hilchas Mechira Halacha Aleph. Hamoicher lechavero b'mida b'mishkol b'minyan. Let's say now we are selling with very precise measurements. You are buying an exact amount of something, an exact weight of something, or a precise number of things. Okay, and then any kind of mistake was made, even less than a sixth. Normally, the issues of ona, when you're buying an object, the object has a general market value, and you overpaid or underpaid the market value. We're talking about, obviously, there's a market value, but we're talking here now about a clear mistake, you know, by number. The Rambam will give examples shortly, but the mistake is in the detail here. Chozer liolam. Here the word chozer does not mean you back out of the deal. You correct it. You just make up the difference.
If you change one item.
We'll give the examples, yes. Oh, and forever. We said before, there's only a certain amount of time you have. This goes forever. She'ein hona ela b'dami. The only time we have regular hona is with money, where the issue is you paid too much or too little money, but not where there's a mistake in how much you got. But in calculations, chozer, we have to make up the difference and keep it the way it is. Halacha beis ketzad, let's have an example of this. He bought exactly 100 nuts for a dinar. And guess what? He got 101 nuts. Okay? Otishim v'tish, or 99 nuts.
There's some good puns
okay.
There, Paul.
Nikna hamikach, the sale is done.
I won't
back
any jokes.
Umachzer es hatos, and you have to give back the difference. Either the buyer gives back one more, or the seller gives one more to make it up. V'afilach gamashem, even after many years, this should happen, because this is like returning theft. What if I steal from somebody? Well, you know, it's been 10 years. I don't have to pay him back. No, you have to pay him back no matter what. This is outright theft. Now, we're not saying I intended to steal from him. It was an accidental
theft. You want to go to Shemayim having something.
That's right. So you got to give back that one nut. Okay? V'chein, and similarly, the reverse. You're going to pay exactly $10 for the item, and the guy didn't give him exactly $10. Again, this is not we overcharged. You gave the wrong amount of money. You know, the wrong change at the counter. They tell you, well, the bill is, you know, $39.99, and you gave him $49.99, you know. V'cheni nimtza tos chaser min haminyan shepasku. One second. Hamos, I'm sorry. And if you find there's a mistake in the money, it's not enough money or too much money from the precise amount of money that the deal was. Choser, you return the money. The deal stays, but you return either way the money. Even after a kinyan was made, and he even made a condition with the kinyan, so nishalo esa chavera klum, that he will have no more future claims, as he's sure he received the full amount. He said, I'm making a kinyan on receiving this. I'm not going to bother you anymore. You know, I'm happy with what you're giving me. Yeah, I'm not going to make any future claims, assuming you gave me the right amount of money. But if you give the right amount of money, even such a condition with a kinyan will not help, because that's shekinyan betos, so that's a kinyan with a mistake, because he thought he was getting the right amount. He's saying, okay, here, you give me $10, I'm not going to make any more claims. You give me the $10, I'm not going to say you cheated me and this, I'm not going to claim, oh no, this, that. He counts as $9. Wait a minute. You never even gave me what I thought I was going to get. No, it goes back. You have to return it. Anything similar to that. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Let's say you sell to your friend land or a Canaanite slave, which we already know there's no such thing as onoa for these things. But over here, obehema, or an animal, or shormetal, or any movable objects. Now you find a blemish, a significant blemish. We will discuss all the types of blemishes coming up, so something to ask right now. And you find a blemish. I wonder why he would say that. And you discover a blemish that's an important blemish that he was not aware of when the sale was made. How come he wasn't aware? We'll find out. So the other one, okay, then no. What do you mean? I thought it was okay. It doesn't work. Mach zero, the sale is invalidated. Even after many years, Shazem mikach tosu. This is totally a mistaken sale. However, there's an important condition. What do you mean a couple of years? For who? And that is under the following condition. So yishtamish b'mikach achasher mumum. The buyer does not use the object after he's aware that there's a blemish. You know, if someone's going to buy something, you know, for example, in the shul, we have to always have two extra toners of every color. Really one extra toner. Why? Because when the toner runs out, any color toner runs out, the whole machine won't work. Right. So I have to have a toner ready to go. And as soon as we replace one toner, I'm ready by another. Now, it could be 6 months from when I buy the toner till I have to use it. Right? Now, let's say 6 months later, we have to replace the toner, and I bought the cartridge, and we put the cartridge, the defective cartridge. Well, I wasn't really using that cartridge for 6 months. And now that it's defective, and this is the first minute I know about it. Same thing over here. You buy the thing. Yeah, whenever you find out it has the blemish, even years later, you can get back to undo the deal. But that's provided you haven't used it. Because if you've used it, then you've seen the blemish. Obviously, you're okay with the blemish. Right. What did you wait so long to say anything if you've already used it? That's the point he's making. That is, v'hushlo yishtamish b'mikach asheramum. You can't use it once you know the blemish is there. Avol nishtamish b'mikach asheramum. But if you made use of it after you knew the blemish, what kind of business is that?
No, nor am I.
He doesn't know yet.
Think
he didn't get the email yet.
What?
We'll tell you later.
What?
I'm not going to disturb your learning. Areza mochal. There's mechila ve'eina yochal ha'achzer. You can't undo the deal. Okay, this learned out from Ksuvis. Warren Ksuvis says, a person does not drink from a cup unless he checks it out first. And that has to do, let's say a man marries a woman, all right? He's married to her for like a few months. He says, I want to divorce her now. I see she has a blemish. Like, wait a minute, man. You find it out in the first day or two, you know, what's his business? Well, you know, she has a blemish. How long have you been married? 6 years. Oh, I just noticed she has a wart on her nose. I can't marry her.
She's so busy.
Anyway, so that's the same idea over here. If the guy is using it, there's medication for this, Martin.
No, it's just so much to do in one day.
Heal thyself, doctor.
Talk to your doctor. I need medication. Thank God.
Here, I got it. Oh.
I'm not stressed.
He's not stressed.
So, you know, it might cause a lot of problems with shechting animals. Because a lot of times those mums are inside. You don't know that it's... Does that ever happen?
So,
like, let's say you buy a cattle, you're like...
I'm sure they make provisions knowing that many have a mum, but we will see in a moment. Don't check your emails now, Martin. You don't want to. Dalit. Okay, after Mark, you check your emails. Okay, halacha, Dalit.
You mean I gotta miss it?
Miss what?
Dalit. Okay. Ein mechashvin pchas hamum. We don't calculate the devaluation that the blemish makes. In other words... Let's say the guy, let's look at the next example. It will explain itself. Afilu mocher lo kli shava asur dinar. Let's say he sells a utensil. It's worth 10 dinars. That's an expensive utensil.
Yeah,
boom. And there's a slight defect in this cup, whatever, this vessel, that he didn't notice right away. Hamafchiso midam of isur. That diminishes the value of an isur. So let's show you how far this is. An isur is 1/24 of a dinar. And he sold the thing for 10 dinars. So the defect is 1/240th of the value, which percentage-wise, about 0.3%. Okay? Which is a very insignificant amount. So the guy thought he's buying a beautiful silver goblet, you know? And it is. But right over there is a little nick. That little nick. And that, you know, that diminishes it by 1/240th. So now the halacha is Ein mechashvim chasamum. We don't calculate the devaluation of the item by the blemish and make the calculation based on that. In other words, I went and paid 10 dinars, okay? And I want to get a golden goblet. I take it home. I say, hey, what's this little nick over here? Comes back, says, well, listen, it only diminishes it, by 1/240th. I'll tell you what.
I'll give it to you.
You know, I'll give you the difference. You know, you pay 10, I'll give you back 1/240th. So now the deal's over. No, deal is invalidated. It's not like I bought 99, 100 and you gave me 99. Okay, just give you the one. It doesn't really make a difference and everything's fine. right? But if now there's a blemish in the thing, once there's a blemish, we don't make any renegotiations over here. And the logic is very good. But we say, first of all, machzor sechli, just give back the utensil, the deal is done, finished, gone. And the seller can't say, okay, hey, lech yisur plasul here, I'll give you the difference. It's a little worth a little less. You know, why? Because the buyer always has the right to say the following, and this is the main rule. I bought and thought I was getting a complete utensil.
Perfect.
And that a perfect utensil, and I want a perfect utensil. So wow. The deal's off. If I wanted secondhand stuff, I go to other stores for that kind of stuff. I wanted a perfect item. Now, certainly, now even the reverse can't be done. Let's say the guy comes home and he sees the nick. Okay, and you know what? He says, I'll go back, I'll get a little reduction on the price, and everything's fine. Yeah. But the seller can now turn around and say, no, I sold it for 10. I don't want anything less than 10.
Another buyer.
So the reverse. Even if the buyer's willing to absorb the loss or get the payment back, rather, get the payment back, he'll accept more money. It's up to the mocher, the seller, whatever he wants. He could say, oh, tikna so kamoshu, take it the way it is. I ain't giving you any money. Oh, told them, I'll give you back your money. Filet, get out of here and give me back the item. So this is how blemishes is different than mistakes in amount, weight, number, cash, and this and that and all that.
So it's all or
nothing. Now, obviously, if they want to mutually agree, yeah, you can do anything when you mutually agree.
But basically, it's all or nothing.
The letter of the law.
Okay, well, is there a concept of selling as is?
It's coming up.
Okay.
It's one of the halachas, and it will depend on a lot of ideas. I don't know if we're going to get to today, but there is, the Rambam will discuss this. Hey, kol shiskimu lov b'nei abedina shumum, shemachzor mikosev, if the general consensus of people in this country who use these items, that is, this one was particularly sold, and if they feel, if people feel this is a blemish, that now really is a bad thing, and it really necessitates a return of the object, machzirin, we return the object to sales null and void. Kol shiskimu lov shem, but if everybody says, it's not a big deal, right? Then I raise in a machzor. You can't go back on it. Mm. In other words, everyone says, a little scratch. Most people in this particular country, a little scratch ain't a big deal. So in another country, it is a big deal.
So if you're an Istanist, it doesn't make a difference.
So if everybody says, this is garnished. Everybody in this country is Michael on this little fleck, whatever. Then the guy goes, there's a fleck. Everybody agrees it's not a problem. So we go by the minig of Medina, basically. El unless in perish, if the guy specifically said, I'm buying it, and I know the custom here is we're lenient on little scratches, and I'm telling you, bedaft, I'm only buying it, so that's the thing I make. Don't even give me anything if you have it. Don't have, it's not flaws. If he made a specific condition, we honor that. But going back to the general rule, shekol hanosei venosein stam, when anybody does business without specifying, so we rely on what the custom is. And if the custom is not to make it considered a blemish, it's not. And if yes, unless you want to make a specific condition. Okay, now another general rule. Kol halokeach stam. If somebody buys something stam, what does that mean? With no stipulations, and let's even say there's no minhag medina. There's no custom in this place. There happens to be no custom about this. And the guy just says, I'd like to buy this iPhone, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. I want to buy an iPhone. What do we say is the general assumption? There's no minhag medina. Nobody made any specific stipulations. What is the general assumption is, Einu lokech ela hadover hasholem mikol mum. The guy only will accept something that has zero blemishes. And that's that. So the buyer is on top, so to speak, in that situation. However, we can make certain stipulations that sometimes can make a difference and sometimes can't make a difference. What if the seller makes the following condition and this could be similar to the as is? Mm-hmm. He says, listen, I'm selling this, buddy, that you're not going to come back and complain if there's a blemish. That's as is, right?
That's as is.
And then guess what? And the guy says, okay. All right? And then guess what? He comes back and they say, hey, there's a blemish. Hare zechozer, the buyer can retract.
What?
We'll have to see why in a momento. But, and that's it. Ad shiafaresh hamum sheyesh b'mimkoro v'yim cholekar. Unless the seller specifically delineates the blemish that's there, and the buyer says, that's okay. Unless he says, listen, I'm selling you a cup. I'm telling you in advance. It's got a little blemish here, and that's the cost. I'm telling you. So, okay. Well, it's okay. It's okay. That was a stipulation. We've identified this and that. But if the guy just says, here's a cup. He didn't say anything's wrong with it. But I'm making a condition. You can't complain there's a mum. But he doesn't. And the guy says, okay. He just assumed there wasn't one. Then we can't do it. You'll see why in a minute. So, but if you specify, then you have to hold to the deal. Oh, at Shomerlo, or he says, kol mum shimotze b'mikr zeh, ha-poches domach ad kach v'kach kipal asol. Listen, whatever damage, if you'll find, you're willing to accept a certain percentage of diminishment of value without any complaints. Obviously within the realm of Ono, but as the guy says, listen, I'm selling you the cup, and as is, and if there's any problems, and if it's up to a certain percentage, the deal sticks. Let's say up to 20%. Let's say he says, you're buying this for $100. If you're going to find a flaw, if it doesn't alter it more than 20%, it stays. If it's more than 20, fine. Then we say the deal stands, even though the buyer doesn't even know and expect it's going to be. Now the question you're going to ask is, how is that different than the first halacha? Very first halacha says that if the guy says, I'm selling the condition, there's no blemishes, and then there is, we can back out on the deal. How come here you can't? The answer is, Sha Meichel, because when a guy is Meichel, already learned this earlier in Hilchos Oino, a guy can be Meichel on Oino in advance if he knows how much Oino he is getting hit with. But if he doesn't know how much Ono, person is not going to be Moichel if he doesn't have a range of what to be Moichel on. We already learned that a few chapters ago. So when the guy says, listen, I'm selling to you, and I'm telling you now, it's not going to be worse than 20% less than the value. The guy thinks, okay, 20% I'm willing to absorb. I'm willing to be Moichel on 20%. The guy says, as is, then you have no idea. What if the blemish now will make it 90% less in value?
Boy, no one's going to be Moichel.
You know? So the guy, you can't assume the guy says, I'd like to be Moichel if you can give me a range of what to be Moichel on. But if you're not, you just say, as is, I'm paying $100. Well, as is. And it could be it's worth one penny. You know, it could be called like a fake. You know, like you want to buy a portrait, yeah. Right? And say, oh, this is an original Da Vinci, whatever, Gucci, yeah. Whatever, Gucci.
The Gucci.
You know, ooh. Well, and then you find it's just that. A photocopy. You know, but as is, what is that? I don't know what the range should be Meichel on. The guy who makes Bechila has to know how much is being Meichel. The Afarish is on, explain it. Come on, first, just a Bayona. You can say, listen, I'm telling you now, I'm cheating you here. And there's a range, you could be cheated up to this amount. I might, you know, the price is varying. I'm not an expensive guy. You might go, you know, I'm telling you right now, you may be paying over 40% more. Well, you know what? 40%. I'm willing to do it. Fine. The guy says, well, you know, it could be a lot of Ono. How am I? I'm not saying. I'm not going to be Moichel. I don't know how much to be Moichel on. It's the same idea over here where we're talking about this issue of a blemish. See, blemish is not Ono. Blemish is all in the overall category of a mistaken sale. This chapter is mistaken sale, not Ono. Halacha Zayin. Now we come to a little bit tricky, but not too hard. Zayin, Ches, Tes, yes, those three is like one block. Hamoicha Perla Chaveru. A guy sells a cow to another guy. Umonabo, and he says, I want to tell you all the deficiencies of this cow. So we know in advance, you don't have any complaints. Now, there's two types of deficiencies that any object can have, and a cow included. There are those that are overt. You mamish can see right in front of your eyes the deficiency. And others you really can't tell at the time of the sale. Only later on when you take it home and try to use it, then can you find out that it's a problem. So there's obvious blemishes and non-obvious blemishes. Some you could see right away, and others you will not see until you take it home. So now the guy says like this. He says, okay, I'm going to sell the cow, and here are all the faults. So umanabo mumim gluyim. First he lists a bunch of blemishes that are visible, obvious blemishes. Umumim shenika. And he also mentions ones you can't tell.
Wow.
Okay. And the guy says, okay, fine. So he barters down the price. You know, I was going to give you 100, but now he's on this. Okay, down to 50. Okay, fine, deal, 50. Okay, fine. And guess what happens? There were none of the obvious blemishes were there. The Rambam will give an example in a minute, so don't worry, it'll explain it better. None of the obvious blemishes were there. Yeah, that's kind of funny. Sure. Well, the guy who was buying it saw that they weren't there. Okay.
Maybe they got healed.
Well, no. They just weren't there. We'll give an example in a minute.
Maybe give them the wrong
thing. But there were the blemishes that were not the obvious ones. The obvious ones weren't there. The non-obvious ones were. Look at this. Hareza mikachtos. It's a invalid deal. The chozer, and you undo the deal.
Who's trying to make it invalid? The seller?
The buyer.
That has less blemishes.
We'll see in a minute. V'yafal pisha perish amum shenimsa, even though he said, I told you it had this not seen blemish. I told you. Doesn't matter. Why? Because the buyer is going to think the following. Sharia lokeach omer, the buyer says, listen, you were telling me there's these blemishes, and I saw that they weren't there.
I don't believe
so. You're trying to show me what kind of great guy you are. You know, you're trying to, I didn't think you meant it. You know, you're just trying to be a good businessman. Yeah, you know, it's got a broken leg. What are you talking about? It's not a broken leg. You know, I'm sure it looks really good. I don't mean what I'm saying, because I knew you didn't mean what you're saying, because it doesn't have a broken leg. So I figured everything you said, you didn't mean. Right? When I saw it didn't have the blemishes you said it had, I said to myself, also the ones that are not visible probably aren't there either, because the ones he told me that are there I see aren't there. I guess the other ones aren't there either. So why did you tell me all this? Why did you tell me these blemishes that aren't there? Literally it means to inflate my mind. In other words, I didn't think you meant it. Right? And now I see that they're there. Well, so now you fooled me, and therefore the deal is off.
Wow.
Right? Now, so let's have an example now. Ches. Ches will give an example where the seller made the stipulation. Ketzad. So let's say the seller says the following. I want to do this cow, parazu iverzi. It's blind. Mm-hmm. You could tell when a cow is blind because when it starts to walking, it doesn't know where it's going. That's an obvious mistake. Higerzi, it's lame. You could see it's limping, right? Nashchanisi, it's a biter. Now that you can't tell till you start working at it, and he starts biting people. That's a hidden blemish. Raftsonisi, it crouches under. It can't really carry a load, and you want an animal to carry a load. So the last two are not visible things that you can see. The first two are. Okay, now what happens? The guy says, "Okay, I'm willing to deal. I handle you down to $50, right?" And then what do we find at the end? Vinimtus, we find out that it's Rav Tsonius Bilvad. The only thing we saw is that it crouches under the load. Or it bites afterwards. So based on what the Rambam said, it's a good deal or not?
No.
Hareza Mekala is a false deal, because the guy's going to say, just like I didn't see it wasn't limping and it wasn't blind. I figured it didn't have the other things too. What about this? What if Hoyabo Kolman, what if it did have all the blemishes, the obvious blemishes? What if it was blind and it was lame?
No, it's a real deal.
Well, it ain't a mekachtos. You can't say it was a false deal. It's talking what it is. But now comes a third scenario, which is interesting. What if Echenim Hoysa Chigeres, what if that's one of the two obvious blemishes? It was limping. But one of them was spot on. Venimsis Nashkon. And then you find it's a biter. See, he got one of the obvious ones, the unobvious. Obvious, even though it's not blind, he didn't do it. Everything ain't a mekartos. It's not called an invalid sale. Correct. Let's do one more. It's a short one. Test. This is pretty similar to the other one, and it's almost obvious. It's only a little chiddush. So far, he just mentioned it. He said, "Well, it's blind." Well, it's this. He didn't point to anything. He just said, "What about it here?" Haralamam. What if the seller, mama, shows it to him? Sheyeshbo, he says, Mum ze yeshbo. And you could see it, right? Umum ploni, umum ploni. Right? And you could mamish see it, and he's mamish pointing to it, right? Avlish osamunim shemona nirim, even though you could see some of them. Venim tsubakum, so if you only see some or part of them, and not all of them, ain't a mekartos, it's not a mekartos. Right. Now you might have said, well, let's say he pointed. But if you pointed, maybe you only meant that, but maybe other things, maybe not. This I see, maybe other things. So maybe maybe I shouldn't trust him. No, if it is what he said and he pointed to it, we go with the deal. The next Rambam that we'll learn, the next time we're going to learn is going to be next Monday, right?
On Sunday?
Sunday night, Tisha B'Av. I don't think we're going to be learning.
Really? After?
We're going to talk about if you sell a maidservant or a slave. Yes?
We're going to have a break.
After buy,
Mark, call the guys in for Mark. Yeah.
If you buy a calf because you eventually want to breed it to make little baby bulls, and it doesn't perform.
That's a moon.
It's a hidden one.
But he didn't know. I mean, it's not.
It's a mum. If nothing was talked about.
No, because he didn't even know. Like, it was really.
It's a mum. He would never have paid that money if it can't reproduce. It's a stud, right? So that would be a mum. Once he finds out it's a mum, you can return it. The deal is off, for sure.